we talked a lot at the end. So I don't know if you like that or not.
Our ramblings.
It's fun for us.
Tell us to shut up.
Yeah. All right. Love y'all.
91.5 WMFO.
But I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind when love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather. Went from clear to gray on that night of day. How can I go on without falling apart? Love's so hard to find when someone's on your mind. Listen, baby.
JFK. Well, I don't care.
corners take me back. I just wanna go back in time. Oh, won't you take me back?
Hello and welcome back to WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to
Cream of Wheat. Hello, this is Ben. It's good to be back. We have our show. It's gonna. We're calling this one Cream of Wheat, episode 3.
The Revenge of the Ben. Informally. But you know, that's just, you know, kind of how we're rolling with this one. With you know, a little Star Wars inspired. We are back.
Second semester, very exciting. Much older than we were the previous semester.
Yeah, slightly longer hair.
A bit more
unclean shaven.
Down to the shoulders.
Yes.
It's a good beard.
Yeah.
So we have a good show for you tonight. We're gonna be playing some jams. We got some discussion. We got some quizzes. We're gonna learn more about ourselves tonight.
Yeah. Both learning. You know this. This return in an academic setting, we're learning both about ourselves and, you know, about the world in general. It's pretty great. So
we'll just take you to the next song. This one's called Day I Die by The National.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
out, you're gonna find out. I'll leave you raining on your own parade. Gung ho, you let your guard down, you're nothing but a ride out. I'll leave you raining on your own parade.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome back to Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 Medford. This is Ben speaking, and you're listening to Cream of Wheat. The songs you just listened to were Brooklyn Nights by AJ Smith, Day I Die by The National, Outrage by Capitol Lights, and The Funeral by Band of Horses.
Yes, but before that block, you might have heard, you might have laid distant audio witness to a true tragedy, really.
An actual snafu in the studio.
Perhaps you heard a man, perhaps, you know, late 20s.
I just get so teared up every time.
Walk in a beanie, and he says, maybe you heard him say, "Hey guys." And Ben and I were very awkward and quickly transitioned to next song.
Bad. Yeah, that song came on way too early.
So we kind of messed up our intro segment. However, that was our dear friend Misha.
Oh, our amazing friend. We go way back.
To like maybe 4 weeks ago email. That was the first time we saw him. That was actually kind of fun.
He was a cool looking dude.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, we alternate weeks with Misha. We thought this was our week. Might have been his week.
I don't know.
We feel really bad.
We're bad. We were not good to him. But we thought of a way we could make it up to Misha.
So, Ben and I were just kind of reflecting back on our childhoods, you know. Really, a song that truly defined a generation. And we just wanted to offer this piece of our generation to Misha. So, this next song, which hopefully you'll recognize.
It's a little bit indie, so don't feel bad if you haven't heard it before, but
yeah,
we'll kick it off right here.
Yeah, this one goes out to Misha.
Yeah, so we did actually just cut that song short.
I couldn't take it anymore. It wasn't worth it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But actually, do you understand that we do feel bad for Misha? We're actually going to send him a very heartfelt apology. Yeah. I know my parents are listening right now, and my moral character is still very much there. It's okay.
Yeah, no, we definitely feel bad about that.
So that's just us.
Yeah, so that was Like a G6.
By the impeccable Far East Movement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm-hmm, and truly. So I guess, like, you've all heard that song a lot, probably. I guess I said it was underground and kind of indie, but Ian, you've heard that song before, right?
You know, Ben, I've heard a little but not as much as I could have, quite honestly.
What do you mean?
You know, there's a time in many people's lives when they transition from boyhood to manhood.
Puberty.
Girlhood to womanhood, and that is the bar or bat mitzvah.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I have never been to one.
Is that true?
This is true. I have a significantly fewer amount of airbrush t-shirts and shutter shades than other people who experienced...
You really are missing out.
Yeah, other people who experienced, like, the 13-year-old age in, like, the early 2010s.
Yeah, and I have not bought sweatpants in actual years.
Yeah, you have so many comfy pants, I literally have jeans.
Yeah.
You have so many comfy pants, so many delightful little, like, bits and baubles, you know. I got nothing. No interesting themes, etc. I never got to see a horror.
See, you're talking about it as though... like, you missed something, but I can just tell you, basically, what you missed was a lot of sweaty 13-year-olds jumping up and down, because if they jump at all side to side, they will be kicked out of the bar or bat mitzvah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what you missed, but you seem a little sad about that, so I thought maybe we could play some songs to show you what you really didn't miss.
Yeah, perhaps an audio bar mitzvah of sorts.
Yeah.
Perhaps now is when I, enter into manhood over the airwaves.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is it. In front of our loyal listeners.
Yes. So now we're entering the section of our show called Bop Mitzvah, when, you know, you will experience seventh grade all over again.
Here you go.
Enjoy.
Take it away.
Welcome back. You're listening to Cream of Wheat,
the lowest calorie alternative to oatmeal on the waves.
Most exciting. All right, so that was I Found a Way by the iconic Drake Bell. You may have recognized that from, you know, the Drake and Josh theme song. Speaking of Drake and Josh, can we just take a moment? how Josh Peck got nothing.
He got from nothing. That show. I don't know. I mean, he was the one that had the successful Vine career, so I would say that's not
did
nothing.
He, did
that's
he really?
What I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, he had some good Vines. I kind of remember those being the ones that circulated instead of the Drake truly. Ones. But I was just looking up Drake and Josh and
mm-hmm. Contemporary News.
Contemporary perhaps. News, yeah. And I learned that the reason why they canceled the show was to make room for Miranda Cosgrove's iCarly.
Oh jeez.
Which is the most snaky of all the things that could have happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like kind of new Taylor level of snake.
Basically.
That's unfortunate.
And I liked iCarly before. That theme song is good. We should play that next episode.
Perhaps.
Stay tuned.
Perhaps. Yes. It's quite good. Yeah. So, did you relieve a little bit of your bar mitzvah / bat mitzvah days?
I really just did. But honestly, nothing could really complete that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Except for two more songs that I think we should...
All right.
We should put on.
So in that case, we're just going to keep it going here. Let the bop mitzvah continue.
Welcome back to Cream of Wheat. That was some sweet treats, Cream of Wheats, listening for you.
I love rhymes. Yay.
Yay.
That was the iconic Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects. However, if you have yet to relive your 13-year-old years, do not worry.
Oh, do not worry. We have one last surprise up our sleeve.
And this is truly an icon. I struggle to find the words to express this. Ben, what comes to mind when you think of this song?
All I can say is I never have more energy than when I'm listening to the following song.
All right. Prepare to be invigorated, listeners. Enjoy. Enjoy.
a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, XX. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like I've been on a fly.
That was, of course, the iconic Party in the USA by the infallible Miley Cyrus. I'm sure you recognize that true bop. It is truly the epitome of beauty and grace. So that is that. In terms of our bop mitzvah section, I hope you've sufficiently, enjoyed your youth again. And I truly feel like a man. Now, It is time to make our listeners a bit safer than they were before with a public service announcement.
This one's about credit score education. So here we go. There's
no
magic
to
improving
your
credit.
Period.
But
there
is
help.
Period.
And
it's
free.
Period.
Go
to
creditfairy.org.
Brought
to
you
by
the
Consumer
Bankers Foundation,
comma,
the
Leadership
Conference
on
Civil
Rights
Education
Fund
and
the
Ad
Council.
Period. Thank you for listening to our PSA.
Creditfairy.org. Get a little jump on knowing your credit score. Now. All right, Ben. So to renew our show for second semester, Ben and I had to pitch in at the station. Spin the yarn, Ben.
Yeah. Oh, here's what we did. So part of the job is about subbing. Part of it is about doing volunteer hours, which is a very nice way of describing the actions of reading titles of obscure vinyl albums. and then like putting it into the computer. And I don't really know the end game of that, but we did it for a lot of hours.
Yeah, and there's some very strange band names and strange album art.
And both of which were appreciated by us in our like lowly jobs while we were doing it.
Yeah, so we sorted bin 43 of vinyl, cataloged it, and this next segment, in honor of that truly life-changing experience, is called Bin 43. So, Ben, who are we listening to tonight?
We're listening to The Insect Trust.
Yes.
Can you please tell me about the album cover?
Well, there's this kind of strange nightmare monster that looks like the...
It looks like it'd be slimy.
Yes, a scorpion kind of mixed with, like, a Furby mixed with a plant.
Yeah.
And it has... It's symmetrical with, like, aloe for hands.
Yeah, I think when I was a kid, I brought one of those
for wrists.
Home.
Also, it has, like, creepy, slimy monster feet. And on the back, Ben, what do we have on the back? I think the Insect Trust themselves, truly.
We have a totally different aesthetic on the back, let me tell you. Those are photos of people maybe in Siberia, maybe anywhere else in the world.
There's a lot of colored shades, wood flutes. They're wearing hard hats, some of them.
Long full eye gazes. It's really an interesting thing we have there.
Peeking through leaves. I think this will truly be a musical adventure.
This is a song neither of us have actually listened to.
So, we hope that you truly enjoy as you embark on this profound journey with us into the minds of the creative and
truly,
fascinating Insect Trust.
This is our first time as well, so this will be a communal adventure.
Here you are. This is The Skin Game by Insect Trust. Alrighty, welcome back to Cream of Wheat. I hope all is well. You know, in this time that you've come with us, you've gone from our normal taste to, you know, kind of a strange parody taste to true audio exploration, really.
Really, a metaphysical experience, I would say.
It was good for a while. The little bum, 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 like, got a little intense for me, but I enjoyed it.
When I stood up to answer the phone, I turned back and the song was basically a whole different genre.
Yeah, it was a little scary.
I didn't know it was going to happen.
You know what else is a little scary and I don't know what's going to happen? I agreed to take a clickhole quiz.
Yeah, so
on air. So we're going to do that now.
We're going to do that now. So clickhole is basically a parody of a BuzzFeed, and they have some of the most entertaining quizzes I've ever seen. Certainly better than the ACT. So we have this one called "Which One of My Garbage Sons Are You?"
Ooh.
So I'm just gonna read it, and Aiden's gonna take it live.
So I'm a garbage son of someone. I can't be a positive son.
No, you are the father.
Oh, I am the father trying to identify my garbage sons.
Yeah, like I've come to you, and you're trying to, we're trying to figure out. Which one you are.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the father.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, just I'm a garbage son. Okay.
So here cool. Which one of my garbage sons are you?
All right.
I've got some garbage boys. My huge, beautiful wife gave me children who think and speak like the toilet. I have four garbage sons. The first son's name is Royce. The second son is named Preston. The third son is named Lance and Blake. Two names for just one son. And the fourth son is the dreaded Laramie.
Laramie, classic.
Yeah, oh yeah. Which one of my toxic sons are you? Take this quiz to find out. So here we go.
Okay.
Question one. Which of these garbage things have you done? The first one. A. Spray painted the word ISIS on the side of your nice dad's wonderful car.
Oof.
So that the United States Air Force had to come and blow up the beautiful car.
Wow, that's very
which
aggressive.
Is a sob. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's aggressive. B. Okay. Opened up the trunk of your nice dad's wonderful Saab and shouted the F word into it so many times that the resale value of the car went down by half.
Okay.
C. Invited your nice dad to career day at your school where you told your classmates that his job was trying to bring Osama bin Laden back to life and that he did the job for free because he was, quotes, in it for the love of the game, even though your nice dad's real job is air traffic controller. Oh, Aiden is in tears, and we have even gotten to the fourth answer for question one.
This is maybe Laramie, I don't know.
Packed hundreds of bones inside of a humpback whale's blowhole so that when the whale came up for air, it shot an enormous fountain of assorted bones into the sky like nightmare confetti and frightened the passengers of a nearby dad's cruise.
I'm crying.
Yeah, Aiden's crying. There is an actual puddle on the board.
Definitely the nightmare confetti.
Nightmare confetti is always the correct answer. If a question has that, that's the right answer.
Always and forever nightmare confetti.
Question two. What did you get your nice dad for his worst, most recent birthday? A. A t-shirt with your nice dad's face on the front and the words "Saab owners die angry" on the back.
What is with Saabs and dads? I always wanted a Saab when I was little. Continue.
Yeah, it's a nice car. B. A bird skeleton that you stole from a museum that got your nice dad sent to jail for 2 years after police found it mounted above his marital bed.
The term marital bed will never get old.
Or C. Thousands of subscriptions to the New Yorker so that on delivery day a huge truck pulled up and dumped so many copies of the same magazine on top of your nice dad that he remained trapped under the pile for 3 days before rescue workers finally found him.
Okay.
Or D. Hired an extremely convincing lookalike of your nice dad's hero Jimmy Page to come to your house and give your nice dad the middle finger, thereby causing your dad to wail and weep long into the night.
I'm tied between Jimmy Page and the New Yorker, but I think I need to go with Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page is a good answer.
Led Zeppelin. Classic.
My garbage son... Okay, question three. Garbage sons love to steal my credit card and buy bad things.
Okay.
What do you buy when you steal your nice dad's credit card?
Mm-hmm.
A. An oil painting depicting Batman stuffing your nice dad's entire body into the tiny exhaust pipe of his beautiful Saab. $1,800.
Ha ha ha! Did I commission this oil painting?
Yeah.
Did I make it myself?
Yeah, that's what you... Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
you,
right. You so had, so I went well out of my way to do such.
Oh, yeah. This was a gift from the heart, truly.
Okay.
B, a gravestone with your nice dad's name on it and an actual astronaut in a full spacesuit to throw that gravestone through the windshield of your nice dad's Saab. $800 for the gravestone. Okay. For the gravestone, $1,600 for an actual astronaut.
Oh wow, $1,600 is. Am I renting this astronaut?
I think you're borrowing him for like an hour. Like this is an hour. Like
why
it's a
do
service.
I have to pay for him?
It's a service where astronauts okay. throw gravestones through right, the windshield. Okay. It's a full thing. It's the new Uber.
It's the new Uber.
C. You hire the real Jimmy Page to come to your house and give your nice dad the middle finger, thus causing him to wail and weep continuously, even to this day.
Okay.
$750.
All right.
That one's cheap.
Jimmy Page like, is desperate at this point.
He'll do anything. He just needs to make ends meet. D, a series of billboards running up and down our nation's highways, sporting a picture of your nice dad's face with the words, "Here is the man with the tiny hands," written underneath it. $25,000 per month. Now, this one's costly, but I would say has the most return on investment.
Okay. I'm going to do that one. Like, go big or go home.
The phrase nation's highways always gets me.
Yeah. Also, like, I just want everyone to know that my dad's the man with the tiny hands.
With the tiny hands. Puny.
I think it's important.
Here's the fourth question. We have one, this one and one more.
Okay.
Four. My gutter sons have sewer mouths that belch out true terrors. The words they say make me wish the world had exploded before I was born.
Mm.
Which of these truly. Toxic things do you say the most?
Okay.
A. Sentences involving the phrase, a big and illegal shipment of bones. B. Sentences involving the phrase, luring my garbage dad into the carnival prison. C. Sentences involving the phrase, graves for fathers. Or D. Sentences involving the phrase, Saab demolition.
Maybe graves for fathers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Fifth and final question. All right. One time, all of my garbage sons got together to build an enormous marble statue of me weeping in the front seat of my wonderful car.
Okay.
The base of the statue had the inscription, I don't cry, I sob.
This needs to stop.
That's the reason the quiz exists, for that one joke. No. My gutter boys built the statue right in front of the town hall where everyone in the town could see it.
The town hall. Classic.
Now all the children in the neighborhood laugh at me and call me the cry person. Have you done this to me? A, yes. B, absolutely. C, yes, I loved doing this to you with all my dumpster soul. Or D, it was the greatest thing I've ever done in all my garbage life.
It was clearly the greatest thing I've ever done in all my garbage life.
All right, which one of my sewer children have you turned out to be?
And I am?
You are the dreaded Laramie.
Oh, yes, I am Laramie. I feel so right.
Terrible tidings for you.
Oh, no.
You are the dreaded Laramie.
Oh, no.
You are a junk son if I've ever seen one.
Okay.
A true dumb
Sorry,
child
Dad.
From the swamp. Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
Everyone who knows you fears you because they are aware that you make life sour.
Oh.
Your interests include loud crimes with minimal jail sentences, making nighttime last longer.
And the Prince of Darkness.
And watching movies when someone who looks like your nice dad explodes or gets killed by a zombie. You All love right. doing these terrible things to my wonderful car, and you wear t-shirts with curse words on them.
Hmm.
I hate being near the dreaded Laramie.
Classic.
When the dreaded Laramie comes around, I whisper a quiet wish to God that a lunatic will come and eat me.
Wow.
I can't believe that my huge, beautiful wife did the birth of the dreaded Laramie. Truly, he hails from the dumpster, and I only wish him ill. That's who you are. You are the dreaded Laramie.
Wow.
Way to go. So yeah, that was a clickhole quiz.
Yeah, wow. I thought this would be funny, but I just feel kind of disenfranchised.
Yeah, a little bit is the way you should feel.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I just kind of feel awful. Nightmare confetti, that was so worth it.
Amazing. An amazing joke.
All right.
Should we bring back some of the music?
Yeah, I think it's time for a little bit of music before we tune out for the evening. You know, you've been listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. This is, Cream of Wheat with Ben and Aiden. And we're going to take it away for the evening. So, not next week with the beloved Misha. Misha, we miss you.
We miss you.
Come back
we hope
us,
you
Misha.
Like our song.
We love you, Misha.
We're
Truly.
Sorry.
Moment of silence for Misha.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, but we will be back the week after, Misha, with more Cream of Wheat, and maybe we'll do some promotional material in between that.
Oh, absolutely.
Ben, yeah. Parting words for the folks.
Yeah, thank you for listening. This was a great time. Glad to be back.
Of course.
We have some real, real good songs to end this evening, and thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
All right. Talk to you later, guys. Thanks for listening.
Off and no.